From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. After all-night talks in Brussels, nations that use the euro currency have reached agreement to give Greece a second multi-billion dollar bailout to try to save Athens from bankruptcy. As NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from Brussels, the second bailout contains new oversight mechanisms to try to pressure Greece to make good on its cost-cutting pledges.
The bailout aims to reduce Greece's debts by targeting all areas and pushing private creditors to take steep losses on past bond investments. Eurozone and International Monetary Fund officials believe this $171 billion bailout will allow Greece to slowly reduce its massive debt to a sustainable level. Christine Lagarde is head of the IMF.
With good and solid and rigorous implementation, checked on a regular basis by the various partners associated with the program, it can get back on track.
As part of the enhanced oversight, Greece will have to pass within the next 2 months a new law that prioritizes paying its debts over funding government services. Athens must also set up a separate account to make sure the bailout money services its debts. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Brussels.
The general commanding international troops in Afghanistan says disposal of Qurans used by detainees at Bagram Air Base will be handled correctly from now on. General John Allen's comments come after revelation that some Qurans and other documents were burned or thrown in the trash.
When we learned of these actions, we immediately intervened and stopped them. The materials recovered will be properly handled by appropriate religious authorities.
Allen says there was no intent to offend Muslims and he's ordered an investigation. Russia is proposing that the United Nations send a special envoy to help solve the crisis in Syria. NPR's Corey Flintoff says Russia may be playing for time to aid its longtime ally, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
Russia and China have been widely criticized for vetoing a UN Security Council resolution that called for Assad to step down. But the Russian Foreign Ministry said on its Twitter account today that the UN should send a special representative to Syria to coordinate security issues and humanitarian aid. Yesterday, Russia's UN ambassador, Vitaly Churkin, said the UN should help deal with the crisis after Syria said it would allow the Red Cross to deliver emergency aid to some parts of the country. At the same time, though, Assad is reported to be massing forces outside the Syrian city of Homs, which is a center of anti-government resistance. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
And this is sound purportedly from the Baba Amr section of Homs, Syria today, on an amateur video showing a smoldering bombed apartment house, the videographer apparently narrating. This is NPR News. French police questioned former International Monetary Fund chief Dominique Strauss-Kahn today. He was accused last year of sexually attacking a New York hotel maid. Those charges were dismissed. Eleanor Beardsley reports police are now investigating if he could be connected in any way to a suspected hotel prostitution ring.
Just weeks after the New York charges against Dominique Strauss-Kahn were dropped, the Carlton Hotel scandal erupted. Police are probing a suspected prostitution ring in France and neighboring Belgium that has implicated police and other officials, including Dominique Strauss-Kahn. Charges include organizing a prostitution ring and misuse of corporate funds. Strauss-Kahn is suspected of participating in so-called libertine evenings in Paris, Washington, and New York that were paid for by taxpayers. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard is battling speculation that her foreign minister is plotting to take over her job. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports that that would be a reversal of the situation 2 years ago when Gillard ousted then Prime Minister Kevin Rudd.
The ruling Labour Party has been thrown into chaos by reports that Labour lawmakers are circulating a petition to put the leadership issue to a vote in a party caucus as early as next week. Gillard says she's just getting on with her job, with strong backing from her colleagues, indicating confidence that she could muster enough votes to defeat a challenge from Rudd. The crisis threatens the Labour Party's precarious hold on power. Labour owes its slim parliamentary majority to independent lawmakers who might withdraw their support if the party changes leaders. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Jakarta.
And I'm Paul Brown. This is NPR News from Washington.